Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a San Diego Soundbites episode. And in this one, I'm sitting down once again with the founder of Impact Theory, Tom Bilyeu, to talk about the Neon Future comic that Impact Theory is releasing. Tom also touches on some other titles and books and things they have coming down the line. They're actively talking to celebrities and famous people with influence who want to sort of give back, which is kind of what Impact Theory is all about, changing the world through changing culture. I think that Tom takes a lot of inspiration from like things like Disney, for example, and I'm not talking about the giant corporation faceless behemoth of Disney, although in a way, that's a part of it because it does still bring a lot of people joy and clearly impacts culture. But I encourage everybody to go back and listen to episode 795, the first time that we had Tom on from WonderCon, talking more in depth about changing culture and bringing people together, more inclusiveness, more unity, and how we can all be united through story. And that's basically what Tom's trying to do with these Impact Theory comics in general and Neon Future in particular. So we touch a little bit on that stuff. Again, all that's in the first interview, episode 795. This one, when we sat down at San Diego Comic Con, just kind of wanted to get a feel for how Neon Future was going. And we do touch on a little bit of what we talked about before as far as pushing things forward, changing culture. And I'm very excited to see what Impact Theory does next in terms of these titles and some of these celebrities getting a chance to tell their stories through sequential art, through this medium of comic books. Because here's the thing, right? When you talk about some of these big ideas and maybe they're a little grandiose, maybe they're a little corny, if you will. Let's forget about all the ideas of changing culture and unity and all that kind of stuff for just for a second here and talk about the comic itself. In order for a comic to survive, in order for it to have any sort of impact, it has to be good. It has to be long lasting. And Neon Future certainly is that. It's not like these messages and the goal of Impact Theory are overt, you know, where the comic book story and entertainment and the narrative and the flow and anything you'd find in a normal superhero comic or sci-fi comic, none of the regular stuff takes a backseat to these ideas that Impact Theory stands for. And I think that's part of the reason that Impact Theory and Neon Future and the things that Tom is trying to do are going to succeed. Because first and foremost, it's a quality product that stands on its own. And just because some of these ideas, big ideas in the background and the themes and such, are ones that are things that I think are worthwhile, again, it doesn't, it's not in your face. It doesn't take a backseat to the story, but it's there in a subtle way. So you don't feel hit over the head with it. You don't feel like you're being preached at. If you don't care about any of that stuff, fine, great. And you just want to pick it up and read it because it's a great comic, you will have no problem doing that. It's a quality story. It's great art. It's well-paced. It's just a really, really fun story. So I hope everybody's checking out Neon Future. If you are interested in some of these bigger ideas, go check out ImpactTheory.com. And again, I urge everybody to go back and listen to the previous episode where we had Tom on. It's episode 795, as I said before. And we're really excited. I'm personally very excited to see who some of these other people that Tom is going to bring on to tell their stories and try to pay it back a little bit. So we'll certainly be talking to Tom and some of these other people most likely when the time comes for that, hopefully in time for New York Comic Con in October. But stay tuned and pay attention to Impact Theory because they're certainly worthwhile. So as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm going to go ahead and play the interview with Tom now. It's relatively short. As I said, just kind of touching on things, how Impact Theory is doing with Neon Future, and just kind of a chance to check in with Tom and give you all a chance to hear what he has to say. So I'll go ahead and play the interview for you now, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you live once again from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con, the 50th iteration, and I'm here with Tom Bilyeu from Impact Comics. Met you at WonderCon.
Yes.
Got introduced to Neon Future, your title that's coming out from Impact Theory, and also some really great ideas. We had a really great conversation about technology, how it's ubiquitous, and how it's becoming a part of our lives to the point where we don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
And a lot of the things that you said really made me realize we need to stop and think about the way technology is impacting our lives and be a little more aware. So before we get into some of the more heady stuff, let me just ask you, how are things going with Neon Future? We had the fourth issue just come out this last Wednesday.
Yeah, very well. Actually, it was the fifth issue that came out on Wednesday. So super excited about that. We've defied expectations. So we did about double what we projected, about double what Diamond was projecting. So we're super excited about that. And it did so well that we've greenlit six more. So we finished the first arc wraps in issue six, which is coming out in about a month. And then, we're already working on 7 through 12. So, yeah, just really, really excited.
So it's one thing to have the sales numbers and people, and it's great. You know, it allows you to tell more stories. But how have you heard from fans that not only are they buying it, but they're enjoying it? It's making them think?
That's been my favorite part, is meeting people that are really sucked into the story. And I have an internet show on YouTube, and it's really fun when people are like, I see that idea that you talk about on the shows that I do. I see that idea manifesting itself in the comic. That's really fun. So, it's been great. And I think that the thing that I love the most is when people are emotionally invested in the character and they either have a theory about where we're going or they have fears like, oh, please, like, don't let X, Y, Z. So seeing people invest like that, like, there are few things in life more intoxicating than creating characters out of thin air. And you spend time as a creator getting to know them and getting to the point where you feel, as weird as it sounds, and Stephen King said it best, but you feel like you're channeling. Like, you're not even, like, forcing them into a situation or to say something. Like, it begins to happen in your own mind. And then to share that with people and see them invest is incredible. And the ending to six, I think, is really going to hit people.
One of the other things that was really obvious to me in the story as it started playing out was something, you know, we talk about stripping stuff away and just channeling. For Clay, you know, forget about the implants, forget about this discussion of technology. It just seems like this guy is a guy whose life has gone out of control. And it's almost like he's just searching the way that we all are, in a way, for some control. Like, just give me some control back.
Right.
You know, like, I'd rather, I wish you just left me dead. At least I'd have peace in that
right.
way. And so I think maybe that's something that people are responding to. Have you heard any talk about kind of that aspect of it?
Definitely, yeah. And that, when I was saying the ideas that I play with in the show, is exactly that. And I think so many of us in life go on the exact journey that he's going on, which is, you know, it's scary to think how many people think the thought, I wish I were just dead. You know what I mean? And we've tried to represent that in a pretty real way and draw people on that, because as a human, I feel like my mission in life is to walk people from that moment to realizing they can do anything with their lives and to being so happy that they're alive at a neurochemical level of actually loving their life. But to get to that point is so fucking hard. And wanting to show, like, the just grit and determination and the amount of failure that goes into that journey is, you know, and look, I mean, it's buried in a story that on the surface is just kind of a fun action adventure, but we want that layer to be there so that when people really engage with the story that they find that and there's elements that resonate and they feel that, like, whoa, I thought I was the only person that thought that. Getting that feedback from people has been really extraordinary.
Well, and it's great to see from Clay's perspective, because it's almost like, you know, before the accident, before the implants, he was, you know, this celebrity, this, you know, reality TV star, thought he had it all going on and probably felt like he very much was in control of his life. And it took the accident and the subsequent events for him to realize he probably never was. And now it's about the journey. Can he get there?
Right.
And I think that's, like I said, something that we all kind of struggle with. So how about some of the other initiatives? You mentioned a YouTube show. Any other initiatives you have going on with Impact Theory? Are we maybe going to be seeing another title coming out?
Oh, you're definitely going to see some more titles. So we have, as you know, our model is to align ourselves with a celebrity that can make real contributions to the story, to the characters, to the world, and can also help drive awareness. And we've got a couple more people lined up that we're going to be announcing the next one at New York Comic Con. Fingers crossed. There are a couple that are with like real A-list people. But as the Brits say, many a slip between cup and lip. So until the contracts are signed and we won't announce. But in New York, we definitely have one more that we're going to announce. Hopefully we'll have two. In 2020, we'll probably have a slate of between 4 to 6 different books out simultaneously by the end of 2020. So really excited about what we have in development, including 6 more issues of Neon Future. So should be a lot of fun.
But still, these new titles, they're always going to come from the perspective of doing what you believe in, which is connecting people, helping people on their journey. Maybe a little more cerebral approach to comics. And we talked about this at WonderCon. So much value in story to teach people and to let people relate, to really reach out and help people and kind of connect us, right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
That's the whole mission, yeah. So if we ever teach on the surface, we're in trouble. But if we ever fail to have that resonance of somebody who dives deep into the story, we want it to be a map. Like, if you think of Jordan Peterson's book, Maps of Meaning, like, we want to contribute to the pantheon of stories that are maps to how to lead a meaningful life. And so, like any good story that withstands the test of time, it's entertaining. Like, it just sticks to you emotionally. So that's where we want to play. We want the vast majority of people, of course, will just engage with it as a story, but we want to make sure that there's that deeper layer that is the map of meaning of how to live a life that is awesome and that you want to live. And our thing is that is the sole reason that we exist. So my wife and I have had the kind of financial success we never have to work again. So it's like, why do this? Why work this hard? Like, and the punchline of that is when people come up to the booth here, which they've already done on day one, like literally minute one, as soon as I got here, there were people waiting that wanted to meet me and just be like, the content has impacted my life. I fucking live for that. Like, that is so cool. And that's why we work this hard. So yeah, we think of ourselves the way that Disney was when it was originally founded, which was he had an ideology and he was trying to make sure that every piece of content that they did carried that. And if they were able to create the most magical place on Earth by being that consistent, our question is, can we create the most empowering place on Earth? So all of our stories have that through line.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that we talked about before. It's, you know, using story, positivity, connectedness to influence culture. And hopefully, we really could use that right now.
100%.
Culture's so divisive. So when you're reaching out to these celebrities to do these projects, I have to imagine that from their perspective, you know, some of them, you know, hugely influential based on followers and popularity. Mm-hmm. Is it resonating with a lot of them? Like, this is something they realize, hey, I can give back. I can help influence.
Yeah, I'd be really curious to know, like, what percentage of the universe of celebrities care about this, but it is 100% of the celebrities that we've engaged with. So that's what resonates. Like, that is our immediate pitch. Is like, hey, I've seen you move in the world. You do interesting things. I can tell there's a layer deeper here. Let me tell you what we're all about. It's all about empowerment. Awesome story, but it's got to be empowering or we're not interested. And the people that respond to that are the people that we move forward with. So it's been really extraordinary. When you see some of these people that realize the power of their platform, that realize how much impact they want to have, that has been really fun to see people that are just a loud voice in the world be like, I want to do something that matters. And we all have like Batman, right? Batman has a sickness. The death of his parents and feeling in some way responsible or helpless to have stopped it drives him forward in this way to become arguably the most extraordinary human that's ever walked the planet, right? I mean, I love that the mythos of that. And when you get into like what is our sickness as real people, my sickness is I need to matter. I need to know that what I do matters, that it impacts people. And that's the thing that just like I have such a hunger and need for that it propels me forward. And so partnering with people that have that similar sickness, if you will, has been just insanely gratifying.
Well, that's really good to hear. I'm excited to find out what's up next.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'm 90% that I'll be at New York.
Oh,
so
dude.
We'll have to sit down again.
Some big announcements.
And, yeah. So I'm very pleased to hear that things are going well. I hope they continue to go well for Impact 30, Tom. And as you know, the door's always open.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer.
please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.